The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so we have our interview here with a gentleman, John Chapman. John Chapman, good afternoon to you, sir. You hearing me?
Yes, sir, I'm hearing you. You can hear me?
All right, yes, sir, loud and clear. Director of Chance to Dance Academy. All right, saving children through dance. So I saw Tobago. Are you from Tobago?
Yes, I'm from Tobago.
All right, so this is going on. This is an initiative in Tobago.
Yes, sir.
All right, okay. And of course, we're seeing what's going on in Tobago with the rising of crime. Tobago, sometimes for the whole year, it have 4-5 murders. That is plenty. But now we've reached 10 in the month of May. How was the general consensus of Tobagonians where that is concerned?
And where that is concerned, we want to express our full displeasure with the matter. It's not something we're usually accustomed to, so we are very disappointed to hear that it's so high, you know, to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think contributes to that, that rise in crime?
Well, in my humblest opinion, I think a lot of the influence comes from music. Some comes from the gang-related situations that we have on both islands. So I definitely think the music industry plays a big role in where the crime situation is in the country.
The music, boy. How old are you, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 27 years of age.
27 years of age. I am much older than you. Yes. I grew up in the 90s. In the 90s, I mean, I'm a DJ. I don't know if you ever heard about third bass. I'm a DJ. I mean, a lot of people would say that I'm responsible for a lot of the dancehall and the reggae that was played. We had Bounty Killer, we had Beanie Man. It had no more bad boy music than that. We had gangster rap.
Yeah.
I love N.W.A. I love, you know, yeah. Dr. Dre, this thing. I don't know if you ever saw that N.W.A. movie. I listened to that left, right, and center all over. I listened to the most gangster rap. I listened to the most gangster music, the most, and I played it. I'm listening to it. It in my head.
Yeah.
But I could have never put God out of my thoughts to get involved in crime. You know why? Because I had parents.
Right.
I had a mother
exactly.
who would have killed me. I had a grandmother
yeah.
who would have killed me. I had aunts and things who would have yeah. before I even think about picking up a gun or getting involved in crime. And I grew up in Coconut Drive Mover.
Yeah.
Coconut Drive Mover.
Yeah.
Right? So that wasn't even an inclination of me getting involved in crime. So when people want to blame music, and I do understand, you know, music, maybe the youths, their influence easily.
Yeah, influenced. I was not going to say that. I was not going to say the same thing.
Yeah, you know, but
I think a lot of youths. A lot of youth are being allowed to be raised by social media and music and this kind of stuff. So, we could blame parenting also because we're in a very influential age and time where they influence a lot by the things they see and hear. So that's why I brought that point with the music. But we also have a lot of contributing factors to why we have this situation going.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tell us about your initiative where the dance is concerned.
Okay, so I am founder, CEO of Chance to Dance Academy, and I also work with a couple of different groups, one being MPROS, Movement Professionals, and I work with a dance company in Tobago, the Tobago Performing Arts Company. And with the initiative we're doing currently, we want to bring more awareness to dance and the benefits that dance could bring, particularly to the youth, because me being a young man, yes, I had the influence from the negative forces, but I also had a very, very big influence from dance to shoot me into a positive direction. It gave me a way to express myself, not only by talking, but by moving and just doing the thing that I love to express myself. So this initiative, we did a school tour recently, where we went to most of the schools in Tobago. And we taught them a dance choreography, we taught them the importance of dance, and all of this in which we filmed it and we produced a short film for the World Dance Day. And this is just phase two of the initiative. We have a couple more phases that we want to put in place. Once we finish all the tours, because we have 3 more schools to do, once we finish that, we move on to phase 3.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what kind of dance we actually talking about here? We're talking about modern dance. We're talking about I dance, the ballet. We're talking about waltz and foxtrot. What kind of dance we really talking about there? Of course, youths are dealing with. What kind of dance?
Yeah. So currently we use our style to kind of try to bridge the gap in terms of the folk styles and the modern styles. The styles that my group particularly do, we do modern styles, or the hip hop, the dance, or the soca, the Afrobeats. Mm. But we also want to bridge that gap where that is concerned, and pay homage to our folk styles. Mm-hmm. By bridging that gap.
Nice, man. So you're blending the modern dance, like I said, the hip hop and the Afrobeats, with our folk dance and the entrance and the bass. Especially Tobago has its own style of dancing.
Yeah.
Like the jig and
that. Yeah. We also want to come to Trinidad too.
Of course.
Yeah, we had some schools reach out to us for us to come over to their school and do the same initiative. So we're actually working on that transition from Tobago to Trinidad to see if we could work on it.
Yeah, man.
And be over there.
Now, dance has become very popular with the youth, especially with TikTok. All these TikTok dance challenges and that sort of thing. Very, very influential from the youngest, you know, child. They will say, you're doing that. Don't you say dance is a kind of TikTok dance. You know, they catch on that, you know, quickly, right? And I believe a lot of these things, we have to sometimes, you know, come down to the youth's level. You know, we want to do this at a 1962 teaching and thinking, and that's not going to work. This wrongs. Yeah, a lot of parents don't even know what TikTok is. Don't even know what Instagram is. Don't even know what Snapchat is. You know, if you don't know these things and you have a young person, a teenager around you, you'll lose the fight already. Right?
Yeah.
You would have already lost. 100% you would have lost the fight already. So you have to be hunkering into what it is going on. You can't just be back saying with them young people thing, me I want to take me part of that and all this kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if
100%.
With people like you influencing the youth, it is a very good thing, because if we don't get good influencers like you, we will get the bad ones, which is what has happened. Yeah. Right? Now, who are some of these students that are coming to you? Because, I mean, you could be talking to the choir. Do you have any instances where you really made a change in a so-called bad youth life or from a broken home or something? Or is just goody two-shoes youths who want to come to dance coming to you?
I did. I could talk for myself in particular. Mm. A lot of students reach out to me, but I would talk about this one guy in particular. After we finished the workshop in the Signal Hill Comprehensive School, he reached out to me afterwards and he said, "Sir, I need to be honest with you. After the workshop, you have no idea how much you impacted my life, because I was having such a hard day today." And he was just expressing to me how in his household, it's not necessarily the best household he lives in, and how we came to the school, and he didn't even expect it. It just really changed the outcome of his entire day, and he really, really appreciated it. And he asked me if he could continue dancing. And for this day right now, he's dancing with me in Chance to Dance, because we have classes every weekend, and we competed for the first time recently. And if you see the growth in this guy from the first time I saw him to now, it's almost like if a light just started coming out of the guy. Mm-hmm. And that one person in particular, I would just always talk to him, try to encourage him, tell him, bro, keep going, keep pushing, try to keep him involved in the dance community. Because really and truly, I saw the change in him. Yeah. The IRS is plenty, but the laborers, they are few. Oh yes, we all got to play a part to establish a kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, we got to do right, do right, do right, do right. Oh yes, we got to do right. In the darkness, come shine your light. Most I said for do right, do right, do right, do right. Oh yes, we got to do right. Let we unite. Chuck. A little more oil in the lamp will keep the fire burning, burning. A little more grease in the wheel will keep things turning, turning. A little compassion, a little more love, the world is needed. Creation now wait for the manifestation of your children. From the department.
All right, nice one. This kind of reminds me of, are you familiar with a show called Fame? It's an old school show from the 80s, Fame, with Irene Cara. The Fame. It was a show where there was some troubled youths in a school, but they would put them to dance. They would dance and the school of the performing arts and that kind of thing. And there are a lot of or troubled students. They just want something else to do, something to believe in, something to occupy the time, whether it's dance, whether it's music, something in the culture. That's why arts and culture is so important. A lot of people don't believe in arts and culture. Mm-hmm. All they believe is book.
Exactly.
But not all these students is book. There are many other alternatives, even alternative professions and ways. A lot of these students in who give in trouble, you could teach them to dance, entrepreneurship. A lot of them could learn how to hustle. If you could go and sell drugs on a block, you could be an entrepreneur, you could be a businessman, you know?
Something exactly.
So putting this forward to come to Trinidad and Tobago, because we have like a dance competition between Trinidad and Tobago, get a kind of rivalry thing going. I keep going back in the old school days, there was something called Fresh Fest, and there was party time where we used to occupy our time. We used to look forward to dance on a Sunday at a place called the Upper Level Club. All these things need to come back to occupy the youth's time.
Exactly, 100% agree with that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing this talk, or why we're even trying to do this initiative. It's something that we could see that would impact a lot of youth. And they really and truly just be itching for something to do, because every time we go to our school, if you see the light, if you see the impact it is making their lives, really changing lives with this thing. So I just can't wait to just impact as much people as we can, boy.
Yeah,
because I can see the difference it makes.
And on what ages do you deal with? What ages can enter into your program?
All ages. So we actually haven't started the program part of it.
Mm-hmm.
This is just us reaching out. This is just the second phase of it, where we're reaching out to the schools. We're going to meet them. We're teaching wherever we can. But in terms of Chance to Dance Academy, however, we go from all ages, from age 8 all the way up to 47, 50. We teach all ages.
Nice one. Did you find parents, and what about parents' support? Are parents kind of reluctant to have their children dance? Because some parents, when they, you know, hey, my child want to dance, if you go to your parents and say, I want to dance, they might think it's kind of, you know, LGBTQ-ish or some kind of nonsense, some kind of thing. You know what I mean? What about support on the parents, parent support?
So because of the styles of dance we primarily do, we haven't had that issue in terms of parents feeling the need to not send the children to dance.
Mm.
So we have had full support from the parents so far.
Mm.
However, in terms of the male-to-female ratio, that is where we tend to have the issue. Because we'll have like 2 males and like 10 females.
Mm-hmm.
So we tend to have that issue. But that is why we're trying to really push the narrative of, we have more males. Dance isn't necessarily a female sport, but it's a sport for all bodies to express themselves and do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really and truly what we're doing. Because the group I dance with, Emperors, we are all male group. I've been dancing since high school. You know, we have done so much things over the years. So yeah, we're trying to push that narrative currently.
Yeah, man, that is how dance is a sport. And isn't dance a part of the Olympics or something? Or isn't it like an official sport or something?
It is.
Right, okay, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
But I don't think in Trinidad and Tobago, we particularly give it its shine or its respect as you would give a runner or somebody who is throwing javelin or stuff like that. I don't think we give it that type of respect yet.
Well, I think we should. In this country where we like to dance around everything, we should be pushing dance.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. So Tobago, in terms of dance. So what else is on the table? So you say you're in the second phase. So how do people get in contact with you exactly? You know, if they want to join, or, I mean, even our friends out there in Tobago, or if people want to partner with you here in Trinidad, somebody listening might want to partner with you or something. Who to call? What to do?
So you can reach out to us at particularly the group. You can meet out to Empros, which is M-P-R-O-S on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Or you can reach out to Chance to Dance, which is a dance class, which is our academy, which teaches dance at Chance to Dance Academy, which is CTD. academy.tt on all social media platforms. Or you can reach out to me on my personal number, 360-3267. And that's all the avenues you can reach out to us with.
And how do you really see dance in the fight against crime? I mean, how do you really see what you're doing as making a difference?
It makes a difference in terms of giving persons a place to express themselves. I strongly believe in persons do things because they can't express themselves, and particularly the male species. We don't have a lot of avenues to really express ourselves. We tend to involve ourselves in work and just really surround ourselves in that environment, but that don't necessarily help us to express ourselves and freely express ourselves. And that is one thing that dance has done to me. So that's something that I want to give onto everybody else, you know? So that's how I think you can help with the crime situation. Just giving them a place to really do something. Also giving them an extracurricular, keeping them off the street, then rehearsal as opposed to them being on the street, you know, kind of.
Yeah, man. Definitely. They definitely need that. But of course, are you on any other social media? You're on TikTok and thing? Any TikTok pages you could check out to check out some of the dance videos? Yeah, you're doing videos and putting them out there?
Yeah. One place you can reach out to me is on Trappy So Happy. That is my personal Instagram and TikTok. All over Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, you can reach out, Trappy So Happy. And you can see the work we're doing there, because I tend to link everything that we do. Mm-hmm. As best as possible.
All right, Chappie, so happy. Well, I do hope you get full support, full support from the parents and students, and from the government or the THN. And I hope we see this chance to dance. Give it a chance. Let's dance. You know, like I said back in my times, the party time and thing on a Sunday was very, very influential. If you go back in YouTube and look at some of them party time videos, that was a real nice time. But we need things like that to come back. All right.
It was an amazing time, yeah? Thank you so much again.
All right, so respect, man. All right, talking there to Mr. Chapman with the Chance to Dance Initiative. You see, there are people out there doing things. Reach out to them and make it happen. Trinidad and Tobago, make it happen. Big up to Tobago, man.
Yeah. The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.